弟兄姊妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
很快的啊，我们就来到了最后一堂。
Time flies and we're already in our last session.
我开头时候就跟弟兄姊妹讲，神创造的时间是一个动态，是动。
At the beginning, I have already mentioned to brothers and sisters that God created time. This is a dynamic thing.
那么到今天中午，我们这一个夏令会就结束。
After today's lunch, our summer conference will be concluded.
所以时间对我们来讲实在是很重要，但是又很不容易抓住。
So we see that time is very important to us, but it's all difficult to seize.
但是圣经呢，对于时间呢，有不同的一个看法的。
But the Bible has a different perspective on time.
所以我们基督徒啊，如果能根据神的话。 我们就知道如何能够抓住我们的时间。For
us Christians, if we can follow God's word, then we know how to grab hold of time.
我们知道这个神创造时间非常重要。We
know that God created time. This is very important.
因为神旨意，神荣耀的旨意，它是要在时间中间来完成。Because
for God's glorious purpose, He will accomplish this in time.
那么我们的一生所有的果效，都是在时间中来完成。And
all the fruits of our life will be accomplished during time.
所以这一次呢，因为我感觉到主来的日子非常的迫近。This
time, because I sense that the Lord's return is nigh.
所以想从圣经里面的，从主的这个教训里面呢，和弟兄姊妹们，关于时间，我们能共同一个勉励。Therefore,
through the words and teachings of our Lord, that we could have some encouragement with one another.
我们的确来到最末了这个时代。Indeed,
we're at the last days.
我们这一代的人呢？This
generation.
可能我们有一个很大的福气。Perhaps
we have a great blessing.
可以亲眼看见神在创世以来那个荣耀的计划在这个时候完成。That
we can, with our own eyes, see the conclusion of God's eternal glorious purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你的感觉如何。Brothers
and sisters, I do not know how you feel.
我每一次想到这个，我都很兴奋啊。
Every time when I think of it, I'm very excited.
虽然我现在已经也年老了。Although
I'm already old.
但是呢，我感觉我有这个盼望。But
I feel that I have this hope.
所以弟兄姊妹们，希望我们能珍惜，真是爱惜眼前的这个时间。May
we treasure the time that we have.
如果弟兄姊妹读马太福音20章，
If brothers and sisters read Matthew chapter 20,
你看主在那里做了一个比喻,
the Lord has a parable there.
就是有一个主人, 那么他一个葡萄园,
there's a master with a vineyard.
他从早上就开始雇人进葡萄园,
and starting in the morning, he started to hire workers.
然后中午还雇人进葡萄园,
during lunchtime, noon, he still hired someone.
最后一个钟头，马上要收工了，他还雇了一些人进葡萄园。Even
in the last hour when they're about to conclude work, he still hired workers.
那么这个主人对这些工人讲，一天的工价是1000银子。And
the Lord has already set the wages for the day.
那最后呢，收工了。
And when the work is concluded,
一早进来的人拿到1000银子,
the one who came at the beginning got the wage of the day.
中午进来的也拿1000银子,
and the same for the person who came during noon.
那个有时进来的人也拿1000银子,
and the one who came at the last hour also got the same wage.
所以很多人就很多工人就说的你这个不公平啊。
So a lot of them said that this is not fair.
我一大早进来又是太阳又晒又是经过这么苦工那么你才给我一千银子。
I came and labored all day long and you only gave me a denarius.
而这个人只进来只做了一个钟头你给他一千银子。
But this person came at the last hour, and you also gave him a denarius.
你不公平，对吧？
This is not fair.
但是主人说什么呢？
But what did the master say?
我一开始就跟你们讲好工价。
I have already agreed with you the wage of the labor.
弟兄姊妹们，这个比喻啊，说明什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does this parable say?
说明了我们这个越靠近末后时代的圣徒啊，你越有机会能够蒙到主的祝福。
It explains that those of us who are closer to the end days have more opportunity to gain this grace, this blessing.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹讲了，我们已经可能来到了这个天国的大门口。
I have already mentioned that we are perhaps at the door of.The kingdom.
还有不多的时间我们就有机会可以进天国了。
There's still a little amount of time, then we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, 我们读过去的历史。
When we read history,
我们看见很多的圣徒们在他们的那年日他们那样的爱主那样的牺牲那样的付代价。
We see a lot of saints throughout generations that really sacrifice for the Lord.
甚至很多人寻道
and many were martyred.
而我们呢现在只有做一个钟头的时间
What about us? We would only work for 1 hour.
你就可以得着同样的一个荣耀同样的一个祝福
And you can gain the same glory and same blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹如果你在这一个钟头里面呢你真正得着了主的祝福啊
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if during this 1 hour you truly gain the Lord's blessing,
我姑且这么说啊。
I will say it this way.
这个彼得、约翰呢，保罗都看着你，你真是有福气啊。
And Peter, John, and Paul would say, wow, you really are blessed.
我们的辛苦了一生，你就一个钟头，你就得着了这个奖赏。
We labor for a whole day, you labor only for an hour.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是在这里讲笑话啊。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying a joke here.
这是主的话。
This is the Lord's word.
这是主给末后圣徒们的一个非常大的鼓励。
This is a great encouragement that the Lord gives to those saints who live in the end days.
我每次想到这个比喻啊。
Every time when I think of this parable,
我就很得激励啊。
I'm very encouraged.
我要好好的爱主跟随主。
I want to love the Lord and follow the Lord.
好好的侍奉主。
I want to serve the Lord.
在这一个钟头的里面。
In this 1 hour.
我要活在主的葡萄园里面。
I will live in the Lord's vineyard.
所以弟兄姊妹你跟我一样有同样的机会。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have the same opportunity.
所以我们要爱惜光阴。
Therefore, we need to redeem the time.
就是珍惜眼前主所量给我们的这个机会。
To treasure the opportunities that the Lord has measured for us.
要以永远的事为念。
To be mindful of those that are things that are eternal.
要思想天上的事。
To be mindful of things above.
那么也许有些基督徒呢，会有这样的一个领会啊。
Perhaps some Christians will have this understanding.
那么既然呢，我们的读书啊，我们的成家，我们的家庭生活，世界工作都是属地的啊。
Since our studies and our families and our work are all of the earth.
那我们是不是把这一切都要放弃了呢？
Then is it so that we should disregard and forsake all of this?
不，弟兄姊妹，不是放弃。
Brothers and sisters, no, we do not forsake all this.
你要把你生活中在地上生活中一切的事都跟主连在一起。
but rather that everything that we do on this earth will connect it with the Lord.
你做学生，你把你学生的生活跟主连在一起。
If we unite our, if we're students and our student's life is united with Christ.
你做家庭主妇，你把你家庭主妇的生活跟主连在一起。
If we're a housewife and we unite our housewife work with the Lord.
你有事业，你把你的事业跟主连在一起。
If we have business of this world and we unite that business with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果这样做，
Brothers and sisters, if you do this,
你在地上一切生活所经历的事物对你都有属灵的价值。
Then everything that you encounter on this earth will have spiritual value.
有一个年长弟兄讲得很好啊。
An elder brother said this very well.
他说甚至你去旅行也是侍奉神。
He said, even as you travel, you're serving God.
哎呀，我们很多，我想我们大家都很喜欢旅行，对不对？
I think we all like to travel.
过去有好多弟兄们呢，弟兄姊妹去旅行，都偷偷摸摸的啊。
In the past, a lot of brothers and sisters who wanted to travel need to do so in secret.
好像去爱世界，所以呢，这个不敢让人家知道。
They would hide this fact because it seems like they're loving the world.
哎，我们的弟兄讲得很好，你去旅行也是侍奉神。
But our brother said it very well. You go travel, you can serve the Lord.
我知道我们的弟兄是不是很喜欢旅行的。
I know that that brother does not like traveling.
他大概就是看见很多神的儿女们出去旅行呢，那个心虚啊，那个躲躲藏藏的。
He saw a lot of brothers and sisters go travel with a heart that worries about this.
是的，连我们的旅行，你都可以把它连在主的身上。
Indeed, even our travels can be united with Christ.
当然，他不是鼓励我们，就是哦，那么从现在开始起，那天天去旅行去了。那不是。
Of course, he is not encouraging us to now start traveling every day.
而是说告诉我们今天呢。我们在地上的生活每样事物都把它跟主连在一起。
But rather that every single matter that we do on this earth must be united with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这样你的生命，你的生活就有价值了。
Brothers and sisters, then your life and your living would have meaning.
我们讲过这个时间对于我们来讲有重大的影响，对吧？
We mentioned that time affects us very much.
我们时间是有限，我们就这一生。
We have limited amount of time. We have but one life.
那么过了就过了。
And when it passes, it passes.
那么主也量给我们很多机会啊，我们要抓住这个机会。
The Lord has given us many opportunities. We need to seize those opportunities.
这很重要。
This is very important.
所以如果你跟主连在一起。
Therefore, if we're united with the Lord,
你就不会漏掉任何一个机会。
Then we would not miss any opportunity.
哎，你读书的时候，你一样可以蒙恩的，蒙福啊。
When you're studying, you can also receive blessing.
我记得可能跟你们有讲过啊，我读高中的时候。
I might have mentioned this to you before when I was in high school.
有一次我做一个数学题目啊。
I was doing a math problem.
三天我都做不出来。
For 3 days, I couldn't solve it.
所以有一天晚上呢，哎呀，做的真是很累呀。
One night, I was very tired.
我就一个叹息。
I gave a great sigh.
我说主啊，这题目太难了，我做不出来。
I said, Lord, this problem is too difficult. I cannot solve it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？主没有离开过我们。
Brothers and sisters, you know that the Lord does not forsake us.
他听见我的叹息。
He heard my sigh.
所以呢，我说我不做了，我就睡觉去了。
I said, I will not work on it anymore, I'll go sleep.
哪里晓得，当我的头啊，刚枕在枕头上的时候啊。
Little did I know when I put my head on my pillow.
整个题目解开了。
And I solved that problem.
哇，我马上爬起来拿笔写，果然是这样。
And I jumped up and took a pen and worked it out. Indeed, it is so.
所以从那个时候开始起。
So from that day forward,
我知道我可以把每一件事都带到主的跟前。
I know I can bring every matter before the Lord.
所以呢，你要把你所有的生命中一切的事情跟主连在一起。
So you must unite every single matter with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is of utmost importance.
我们也还有一个态度，要把今天周遭所发生一切的好像看起来不好的事情当作是主给你的考验。
We also need to have this attitude that for all the circumstances that happen about us, the so-called bad circumstances, we need to consider those as testing from the Lord.
主为什么让我们遇见这些看起来不好的事情呢？
Why does the Lord let us meet these so-called bad circumstances?
我们每一个人喜欢苦难，对不对？
None of us like the difficulties.
那么主为什么把这么一个麻烦的人放在我身边呢？
Why does the Lord place this troublesome person beside me?
啊，为什么这些看见别人没遇见是为什么我遇见的呢？
How come these things that others do not encounter, I have to encounter?
弟兄姊妹要记得
Brothers and sisters, you must remember,
在时间中主有一个很重要的工作是要叫我们经过考验。
In time, God has a great work that is for us to be tested.
你 生活中出现了困难的事情
When difficulties arise in our daily living,
你应该第一个反应是什么呢？
What is your first reaction?
主啊，考验又来了。
Lord, testing has come again.
你要帮助我能够度过这个。
Help me that I can pass this test.
啊，你不要说了，主啊，你把这个难处移掉啊。
Do not say, Lord, remove this difficulty.
啊，现在来了一个人专门找你麻烦。
Here comes someone who likes to give me trouble.
啊，这个也是叫我们觉得很为难的，对吧？
This would give us some difficulty.
你说最好主啊，把这个石头搬走。
We say, Lord, please remove this rock.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，不是把石头搬走。
No, brothers and sisters, do not ask for the rock.
我就曾经遇见过这样的情形。
I have encountered this experience.
我开头的思想就是，哎呀，这个人真是，最好主把他带走的。
I had this feeling, this person better be.The Lord should remove this person.
那结果呢？主也没把他带走。
But the Lord did not bring this person away.
有一天那个人还跑到我的跟前来对我讲。
One day this person even came to me.
你是不是在主面前祷告，求主把我这个石头搬开啊？
He asked, did you pray to the Lord that this rock, me, would be removed?
哎呦，我吓一跳，他怎么知道我心里想？我真是这么想的。
And I really thought that way, and I was surprised. How did he know that I was thinking this way?
So 我立刻知道我错了。
So immediately I knew I was wrong.
So 我回到主面前祷告，我的祷告完全改变。
So when I returned back to the Lord to pray, my prayer has completely changed.
我说主啊，这个石头太大，我吞不下去。
I asked the Lord, this rock is too big, I cannot swallow it.
求你扩充我的度量。
May you increase my measure.
哎，我这个祷告完了之后，难处果然就过去了。
After that prayer, indeed, this difficulty passed.
所以你知道我今天呢，在地上发生的每一件事情，你都要用这样的眼光来看。
Therefore, we have to face every single matter on this earth with this perspective.
那么就蒙福了。
Then we would be blessed.
因为你跟主连在一起啊。
Because then we're united with the Lord.
应付这件事情的不是光是你啊，是主在这里来帮助你的。
Dealing with these matters, we do not do so alone, but the Lord will help us.
所以我们的一生要经过无数的考验。
Our days, we would encounter many tests.
每一个考验过去之后呢，你属灵的生命就开始成长。
After every single test, we will have spiritual growth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们在地上的日子不多了。
Our days on earth is numbered.
但愿主让我们能珍惜在地上所有一切的学习。
May the Lord help us to treasure every single opportunity of learning.
那么我们也讲过，这个时间还有一个重要影响，就是它是一个记录。
We also mentioned that there's another important matter for time. It is that it is a record.
好的坏的统统记。
What is good and what is bad would be recorded.
我们已经昨天已经讲过了啊。
Yesterday we already mentioned.
你好的将来到主面前得主的称赞。
The good things when we come before the Lord will commend.
你不好的可能要受到审判。
The ones that are not good, perhaps that will be judged.
对，求主今天就光照我们。
May the Lord shine his light upon us today.
把过去的错误所犯的罪所做的错事也把它对付掉。
That we could deal with those things that we did incorrectly and the sins and all the things in the past.
求主用他的血把我们
Ask the Lord to use His blood to wash us clean.
我想弟兄姊妹读圣经，你发现圣经中有记载了许多的人物啊。
Brothers and sisters, as you read the Bible, you will notice there's a lot of characters that are recorded in the Bible.
有读经的人告诉我们，大概有5000个人物。
Those who study Scripture says there's about 5,000 characters.
哎呀，你看圣经有的人把它记载，他一生所做的好的、不好的，统统把它记载下来。
And there are some people whose good and bad deeds are recorded in the Bible.
所以圣经从另外一个面来看，它也是一本记录书啊。
So from another perspective, the Bible is also a book of record.
但是除了这个记录之外呢
？But outside of this record,
还有一个非常宝贵的事情。
There is something that is very precious.
我请弟兄姊妹跟我一起来读一点主的话。
Let us read the word of the Lord together.
我请弟兄姊妹打开这个马拉基书。
Please turn to the book of Malachi.
旧约最后的一卷马拉基书。
The last book in the Old Testament, book of Malachi.
第三章。
Chapter 3,
16, 17节
verse 16 and 17.
弟兄姊妹，有没有发现这次我们读的圣经啊，很多都是16、17节、啊、
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed that a lot of verses we read this time are verses 16 and 17?
这个三章16、17节。
This is chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
我们先把它读一下。那是敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him, for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
好，我们最后呢，再把这个以弗所书五章十六十七节读一下。
Let us read again Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 and 17.
以弗所书五章
Ephesians
5:16-17.
Verse 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
在马拉基书第三章那里
In Malachi chapter 3,
这里先知马拉基告诉我们说呢，神那里有一本纪念册。
The prophet Malachi tells us that God has a book of remembrance.
我们都知道在新约时代中神有一本册子叫做生命册，对吧？
We know that in the New Testament, there is this book of life.
所有蒙恩得救的人都在生命册上。
Everyone who is born again is recorded on the book of life.
但是呢，在生命册上呢，不一定在纪念册上。
But what's on the book of, who's on the book of life might not be recorded on the book of remembrance.
这个纪念册是非常的宝贵。
This book of remembrance is very precious.
也可以说呢，在神的跟前，这是最高的、至高的一个记录。
We can also say that this is the highest record before the Lord.
因为你能被神纪念，你看这是多么了不起的事情，对吧？
Because you can be remembered by God, this is a great thing.
他为什么用所谓的纪念册呢？
Why does he have the so-called book of remembrance?
那就告诉我们呢，这个不只是心里面纪念。
This says that it is not just being remembered in the heart.
我们想说神在心里面纪念不就够了吗？
We thought perhaps it is enough for God to remember in his heart.
神不仅在心里面纪念，
God not only remembers in his heart.
神还把它写下来，
But God also writes it down.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果我们的一生能被写在神的纪念册上，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if our lives can be recorded on the book, God's book of remembrance,
那我们这一生呢，就非常的有价值啊。
Then our life will be of great value.
也许很多基督徒常常会想啊，
Perhaps a lot of Christians would think this way.
哎呀，像我们这样的人呢，能够被写在生命册上的那已经够了啊。
For people like us, it would be sufficient for it to be recorded on the book of life.
我们是什么人呢？神怎么会纪念我们呢？
Who are we that God would be mindful of us?
但是你如果仔细读圣经，
That if you read scripture carefully,
你会看见神所纪念的不光是什么摩西啊、亚伯拉罕啊、大卫啊，
You'll notice that God not only remembers people like David, Moses, and so forth.
也不光是彼得、雅各、约翰或者保罗，对吧？
Peter, John, and Paul.
我们从圣经中看见还有一些人啊，这个看起来很普通的人，也记在神的纪念册上。
So we notice that there are also others who seem to be common people who are recorded.
所以这个给我们带来非常大的鼓舞。
Therefore, this gives us a great encouragement.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要放弃这个机会。
Brothers and sisters, do not give up on this opportunity.
但愿在这短短的时间的里面，
In this short amount of time,
我们能蒙受神的纪念，
That we could be remembered by God.
被他写在他的纪念册上。
That we could be recorded in his book of remembrance.
我们知道马拉基讲这件事情的时候，他有一个背景的。
We know that when Malachi said these things, there is this background.
因为马拉基以后呢，我们晓得进入所谓的两约的中间。
We know that after Malachi, this is a period between the two covenants.
因为马拉基是旧约最后的一卷书，马拉基以后旧约就结束。
Because Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and after Malachi, then that era ended.
而这中间呢，开始有所谓的四百年的黑暗时期。
And then there is this so-called dark age for 400 years.
神在地上也不说话，也没有做，也不做事。
God does not speak nor do things on this earth.
为什么神会当初会结束这个旧约呢？
Why would God at that time conclude the Old Testament?
马拉基告诉我们，以色列百姓呢，他们已经败坏到一个地步呢，神不能不停止旧约。
Malachi tells us that because of the depravity of the Israelites, God cannot but stop the Old Testament.
以色列人有个可怕的堕落。
The Israelites have fallen in such a manner.
所以呢，你这个如果把马拉基书啊稍微仔细读一下，
if you study Malachi carefully,
啊，我在这里很快的把一些他们当初犯的错误的东西给弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
I'll quickly explain some of these errors that they committed.
第一个，他们怀疑神的爱。
First, they doubt God's love.
神说我爱你们，他们说你在哪里爱我们了。
God says, I love you. They say, where have you loved us?
啊，他们也不敬畏神了。
They do not fear God.
昨天我讲了，这个敬畏就是怕，他们不怕神，怕人不怕神。
Yesterday I mentioned fear means afraid. They are not afraid of God, they are afraid of men.
还有可怕的东西，他们把这个污秽的物献给神。
They also gave unclean things as offering to God.
那么我们知道，当初献祭的时候啊，那个羔羊都要是无瑕无疵的，对不对？
We know that in the Old Testament, the offering of the lamb needs to be without blemish.
这简单的来说就是他把自己不要的他拿去给神了。
Simply put, they gave to the Lord what they didn't want themselves.
我们有没有时候也是这样的一个情况呢？
Are we like this as well sometimes?
那个好的我们自己保留了，看看那个东西没什么价值给神吧。
The good parts we will keep and we see something that's not so good, we'll give it to the Lord.
我们知道这是得罪神的事情。
This is something that offends God.
他们把瞎眼的瘸腿的拿来奉献。
They gave the blind and the lamb to the Lord as offering.
他们污秽神的祭坛。
They defiled the altar of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个真是大大的得罪神啊。
Brothers and sisters, this really offends God.
他们也不听神的命令。
They also do not listen to God's command.
违背律法，偏离正道。
They were against the law and they have gone astray.
主的话好像是拿来研究研究的。
They would come and study the Lord's words.
事实上根本没有照着主的话行。
But they do not actually follow the word.
因为律法在这个以色列百姓中间呢，已经完全没有价值。
The law has no longer any value amongst the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神的话是多么的宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, today God's words are so precious.
哦，我们不能轻看了神的话。
We cannot belittle God's words.
所以这个也是他们所犯的一个极大的错误。
This is another grave error that they committed.
他们的生活上他们也不尊重婚姻。
In their living, they also do not respect marriage.
哎呀，我觉得今天啊，我们所处的时代啊，弟兄姊妹们，你看婚姻被破坏的非常的厉害。
In this current age, the institution of marriage has also been corrupted very greatly.
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the Lord's mercy.
因为我们知道有很多时候的一个婚姻一破坏的话呢，你整个属灵生活通通被破坏了，对不对？
We know that often when marriage is corrupted, then the spiritual life is corrupted along with it.
神是很重视婚姻的。
God really cares about marriage.
啊，还有马拉基说了，他们用言语来反锁神。
Malachi also says that they weary the Lord with their words.
其实呢，我很多事情神老早就知道了，对不对？
In fact, a lot of things God already knows, right?
哎呀，很多时候他们在神面前的那个言语叫神都厌烦了。
But before the Lord, their words actually wearied the Lord.
还有顶撞神。
And they were against the Lord.
那么甚至他们说呢，侍奉神是突然的，哎呀，不要做这些事。
In fact, they even said that serving the Lord is in vain. We will not do it anymore.
轻看侍奉。
They despise service.
还有一个可怕的东西啊。
Something even more terrible.
他们称这个狂妄的人为有福。
They were proud.
狂妄，有些人很狂妄，自大的。 他们就这些人有福。你看今天的世界就是这样啊。
They said those who are proud and those、have a lot of ego, those are blessed.
所以你看见当时以色列百姓的光景呢，已经把神所托付给他们的事情已经把他带到一个何等可怕的一个情况里面。
We see that the condition of the Israelites were in a terrible place at that time.
神觉得以色列人没希望，所以旧约结束。
God thought the Israelites have no hope, so the Old Testament time concluded.
但是我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
在这四百年的黑暗时期当中。
During those 400 years of the Dark Ages.
神的百姓中还是有一些敬虔爱神的人。
Amongst God's people, there are still some who are pious and love the Lord.
他们外面看起来什么希望都没有了。
Outwardly, it seems like they have no hope anymore.
但是暗中他们仍就是敬畏神的。
But in secret, they still feared God.
他们仍就思念主的名。
They still meditate on the Lord's name.
他们一有机会呢，大家聚在一起彼此谈论。
Whenever they have opportunity, they gather to discuss matters of the Lord.
你看先知的形容很有趣的。
We see the prophet has a very good description.
因为这个地上呢，神已经不讲话不做工了。
Because God no longer works nor speaks on this earth.
哎，神发现在那里有几个人呢，敬虔人他们在一起谈论。
Then God noticed that there are some who are pious who are gathered.
神就想听听看他们到底在讲什么。
Well, God will listen to what they're talking about.
所以先知形容说神是侧耳听。
And so the prophet, says that the Lord is listening with one ear.
神侧耳听就表示神很重视他们看看听听看他们到底在讲什么。
Lord cares about what they're doing and wanted to hear what they're saying.
弟兄姊妹神一听啊连神的心受感动了。
When the Lord listened, heard them,His heart was
这般人在极其黑暗的时代里面
During this time, these people
他们仍旧关心神的事
Still were mindful of God's name
关心神的名
They were mindful of God's name
关心神的家
They were mindful of God's house
他们仍旧渴望弥赛亚能够来到
They are still desiring the Messiah to come
所以这些人呢在这个黑暗的时期啊他们有一个正面的一个正确的一个反应。
These people had the correct response during that dark time.
这叫神的心非常的欢喜。
This caused God's heart to rejoice.
所以神马上把他的纪念册打开来了。
Therefore, God opened his book of remembrance.
就把这些人呢的所有的事迹统统写下来。
And he immediately wrote down all these things.
那弟兄姊妹我们要知道啊神的纪念是永远的纪念。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that God's remembrance is eternal.
我常常有时候读圣经啊，读旧约也好，新约也好。
When I read the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament,
神记载的一些人一生的故事，对不对？
God has recorded the lives of so many people.
在我的感觉里面
In my feeling,
这些都是神永远的纪念。
This is God's eternal remembrance.
你在时间中为主所摆上的，那么跟随主的经历、爱主的经历，都是永远的纪念。
In time, what we have labored for the Lord, what we have given for the Lord, God remembers it eternally.
我想我们人呢、啊、有一个心理，我们都希望人纪念我们，对不对？
We as humans, we like people to remember us.
但是人的纪念呢是很短暂。
But when man remembers us, it is but temporary.
我问问弟兄姊妹啊。
I ask brothers and sisters.
你对你家里面的这个长辈啊。
For your ancestors.
你能纪念到第几代啊？
How many generations can you remember?
那我们的父母当然我们是很清楚的对不对
We are pretty clear on who our parents are.
有的人呢对祖父祖母还有印象。
Some people have good remembrance of their grandparents.
像我一样，我对我的祖母很有印象。
For me, I remember my grandma.
Yeah, 她呢是晚清时代人，她裹小脚的。
She had these bound feet.
但她非常爱主啊，因为我还跟她生活一段时间。
And she really loved the Lord, and I lived with her for some time.
但是我的祖父是谁呢？我只看过一个相片，就跟他没有印象。
So who is my grandfather? I only saw a photograph. I do not have much memory.
但是我祖父的爸爸妈妈是谁？我祖母的爸爸妈妈是谁？我是完全没有。
And I have absolutely no idea who my grandparents' parents were.
所以你这个对先人的纪念呢，不过三代啊。
Your remembrance of ancestors is perhaps three generations.
哦，你知道我们中国人很重视这个的，对不对？
For Chinese people, we care about this very much.
哎呀，我们有时候把这个家谱拿出来，一直追啊，追追追到很远的，这到底是谁你也不知道。
Perhaps we bring out the record and trace through our ancestry.
啊，那并且我们人生活在地上。
And also, as we live on this earth.
很多人是想着将来我死了以后啊，最好大家不要忘记，还能纪念，是吧？
We thought after we die, hopefully people will remember us and not forget us.
啊，所以这个世界上很多人写书啊，写了一大堆的书啊，也希望后面的人还能纪念。
So sometimes people write a lot of books, hoping that others will remember them.
你们很多人都是读书的人啊。
Many of you read books.
你想想看，你能记得几个人呢？
How many people can you remember?
那么有的人呢还要画一个像。
Some people will paint a painting.
世界上人呢有的人那些什么伟人呢，所谓的伟人还给他照相。照个大的那 statue 那个东西。
And there are some great statues for great people.
因为什么做这些东西啊？
Why do we do these things?
就希望让人家纪念，对不对？
We want to be remembered by others.
哎呀，人是很愚昧的。
We are so foolish.
你看，一个世代一个世代的过来。
Generation and generation passes by.
人的纪念很短暂。
People's remembrance is but very limited.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的纪念。才是永永远远的。
God's remembrance is eternal.
你们有唱过这首诗歌吗？
Have you sang this hymn?
有人希望主能纪念他。
We want the Lord to remember us.
那诗歌里有这样话的，丢弃万事，为要来得你的注意。
To cast out all things so that we can gain your blessing.
那就希望主注意他。
We want the Lord to bless him.
所以一个人呢，如果能被主纪念，那是非常有福的。
If we can be remembered by the Lord, that is very blessed.
这是在时间中最有价值的事情。
This is the thing that is of the most value in time.
但是我们知道神写这个纪念册有个重要的原则啊。
So we know that God writing this book of remembrance, there's an important principle.
就是凡是与基督有关的，神就记下来了。
That is, whatever has to do with Christ, God would write it down.
你记得，凡是与基督有关的，神就记下来。
Remember this, whatever thing is related to Christ, God will record it.
因为神是何等的爱他的儿子。
Because God loves his son so much.
如果你爱他，尊重他。
If you love him and respect him,
你跟随他,
you follow him.
你在生活中每样事物连于基督,
and every matter in your life is united with Christ.
这是最叫神能动心的事情。
This is something that easily moves God.
会叫神打开他的纪念册，把你所做的记载下来。
It causes God to open up his book of remembrance and record what you have done.
所以我们刚刚讲到马拉基以后有400年黑暗的时期。
We have mentioned that after Malachi, there's 400 years of darkness.
但是马拉基啊，已经透露了一件非常宝贵的事情。
But Malachi reveals something very important.
就说呢，那些在暗中，在极其黑暗、极其困难的环境中，他们仍旧爱主、思念主名的人，主把他们写在纪念册上。
That is that God would record those people who love the Lord and respect the Lord even during those dark times.
我们晓得今天来到末后的时代。
We know that we're in the end days.
圣经已经很清楚告诉我们，教会在地上大体的光景都会在软弱的情况里。
The Bible already told us very clearly that generally the church would be in weakness.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要把它看作这是我们的机会。
But brothers and sisters, you must consider this as our opportunity.
别人不爱主，他们生活不照主的话。
Others do not love the Lord, do not live according to the Lord's words.
他们不好好的走主的道路。
They do not walk on the Lord's way.
这是我们的机会啊。
This is our opportunity.
我说我从前常常对自己有个勉励啊。
So in the past, I often had this encouragement for myself.
我说这条路你们不愿意走，哎，你不走，我来走。
He said, others are not willing to walk this way, well, I will walk it.
弟兄姊妹们，你要把它当作是一个好的机会。
Brothers and sisters, you must consider this as a good opportunity.
所以马拉基透露了一个非常重要的信息。
Malachi revealed this very important truth.
如果在今天这样的光景中，你还能够好好的跟随主、爱主，弟兄姊妹们，神要把你为他所做的把它写在纪念册上。
If today in this condition you will still love the Lord and follow the Lord, then God will write this in his book of remembrance.
我们知道圣经中啊，你给我们看见这样的例子。
We know that in the Bible we've seen these examples.
在这里有一般人是被主写在纪念册上。
Here is a group of people who are recorded on his book of remembrance.
你们有人知道是哪一班人吗？
Do you know which group?
弟兄姊妹们，就是在四百年最末期的一段时间。
Brothers and sisters, it is at the end of that 400 years.
也是在主耶稣降生之前出现的一班人。
And it is a group of people who were there before the Lord became flesh.
这就是四福音书啊，开头所记载的那些的人物。
That is the people who are recorded at the beginning of the four Gospels.
他们是在新约之前，在旧约最后的末期的一般人。
These are people who are before the New Testament and at the end of the Old Testament.
你看圣经把他们的故事记载下来了。
The Bible records their stories.
那么这一批人就让我们看见了，这原来是在黑暗的四百年中那些敬虔爱主的人。
We see from these examples people who loved the Lord and respected the Lord during those 400 years of darkness.
当然了，他们也可以作为一般代表性的人物啊。
Of course, they can also be a representative.
可能不止这些人。
Perhaps they represent others.
但是圣经用这些人物呢，开始来激励我们。
But the Bible used these people to start to encourage us.
弟兄姊妹，你如果打开路加福音第一章。
Brothers and sisters, if you turn to Luke chapter 1.
这里第一章这个第五节和第六节，我读一下。
We'll read verse 5 and 6.
他说，当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯，他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abia. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
他们是在新约时代开始先出现的啊，一般人物。
They appear at the very beginning of the New Testament time.
这个撒加利亚，我们现在知道，原来他是一个祭司。
We know that Zacharias is a priest.
哦，他的妻子叫伊丽莎伯。
And his wife is named Elizabeth.
啊，那么圣经说呢，他们两个人都是义人。
And the Bible says that they are both righteous.
啊，弟兄姊妹，知道吗？在圣经里面呢，神对人的行为的这个注意是根据什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what God pays attention to regarding man's conduct?
圣经不是说好人坏人。
Bible does not say someone is good or bad.
这我们呢，今天做人呢，我们看哦，这是好人，这是坏人，是吧？
We often say today, someone is good or someone is bad.
请我们记得，圣经是用义人和恶人来衡量的。
But we must remember the Bible records people are righteous, judges people are righteous or wicked.
这个义人呢，就是在神眼中做对的事。
Righteous means to do what is right in the eyes of God.
这个恶人呢？
About the wicked.
The evil one, 这个恶人呢,
For the evil
one, 他不光是做坏事情。
The evil one does not just do evil things.
最大的恶是什么?就达不到神的目的。
The greatest evil is that they cannot reach God's purpose.
我们记得嘛,在圣经中啊,对这个罪所下的定义。
We remember in the Bible, there is this definition of sin.
这是撒旦最厉害的工作。
This is the greatest work of Satan.
他不仅是败坏你的行为。
Not only does he corrupt your conduct.
他叫你达不到神的目的。
He calls you to not be able to attain to God's purpose.
这个才是真正的恶。
That is the true evil.
啊，你们晓得那个希腊文的这个罪这个字的意思。
You know the meaning of the word sin in Greek.
那它其中有个意义叫做 miss the mark.
The meaning is missing the mark.
你知道罪恶最厉害的东西就叫我们什么达不到神的目的。
The most important part of evil is so that we will not attain to God's purpose.
说你即使是个好人也不行。
Even if you're a good person, that is not enough.
你达不到神的目的就是恶。
As long as you cannot reach God's purpose, then that is evil.
所以圣经对人的行为，你从旧约到新约里去看，神用的是义人和恶人。
Therefore, in both Old Testament and New Testament, we see that God used the word righteous and evil to describe people.
那么这个撒加利亚跟以利沙伯呢，在神的眼中被看为是义人。
Now Zacharias and Elizabeth are counted as righteous in the eyes of God.
所以我们今天不仅有我们的生活
Not only today we have our living
我们的生活是为着神的目的
But our living is for the purpose of God
那你就不仅是义人你被神称义
And we are not just righteous but we are counted as righteous by God
啊，不要说你今天已经得着了称义的地位
Do not say that you have already been in the position of being counted as righteous.
全心都为着世界，为着你自己。
Then you will do everything for the world and for yourself.
这个在神眼中看作什么呢？
And what would God say in his eyes?
是义人作恶。
This would be a righteous who is doing evil.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲了，我们要把每一样事物都跟基督连在一起。
I have already mentioned, brothers and sisters, that you have to unite every single thing with Christ.
这样你不仅被称义，你也能活出义人的生活。
So that not only are you justified, you can live out that righteous life.
他们遵行神的话，听神的话。
They obey God's word and listen to God's word.
这个听神的话跟听道啊，弟兄姊妹要分开来。
We need to have a separation from hearing God's word. And
听道是听道
And listening to sermons. Listening to sermons is one thing.
但是呢听话呢是按照神的话去做的行的。
But to hear God's word actually means to carry it out according to that.
当然今天我们知道你完全要凭着自己的力量去遵行神的话也很困难对吧
Of course we know that we cannot use our own strength to follow his word.
至少你要尊重神的话。
But at the very least, you need to respect God's word.
那么你要活在什么呢？活在生命的里面。
And you have to live in that life.
那么圣经记载了这两个夫妻啊，他们年纪老了，但是呢也没有孩子。
The Bible records that these husband and wife were old, but they do not have a child.
因为这故事很长，我不解释整个故事啊。
Because the story is long, I will not explain the whole story.
我们知道后来呢天使来告诉撒迦利亚。
We know that angel came to speak to Zacharias.
你要生一个儿子叫做约翰。
You will have a son named John.
那么这个人呢将来要做主耶稣的先锋了。
And he will be a forerunner for the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见呢在新约开头的时候。
So we see at the beginning of the New Testament.
也是旧约最末了的这段时间。
Also, this is the same time as the end of the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚和以利沙伯是一个蒙神纪念的人。
Zacharias and Elizabeth are people who are remembered by God.
这就是马拉基所说的那个黑暗时期中间这般敬虔的人。
This is what Malachi speaks of those who are pious during the time of darkness.
弟兄姊妹们在这之前没有记载说我们谁也不知道他是谁对不对
Before, if they're not recorded, we don't know who is who.
他们也不是以色列人中间很有名望的人。
And these people are not very famous amongst the Israelites.
撒迦利亚只不过是按照班次规规矩矩在那里侍奉。
Zacharias was simply serving according to the arrangement.
其实他们是一般很平常的人。
In fact, they're very common people.
所以这个带给我们很大的鼓舞和激励啊。
Therefore, this gives us great encouragement.
因为你我都是平凡人。
Because we are common people.
啊，所以呢，在旧约最末这四百年最末了的这段日子中啊，
so、
那么神记载了一些的人物。
So in the end.Of those 400 years, God recorded some characters.
这个是作为给我们的激励的。
That is for our encouragement.
然后我们看路加福音第一章38节。
And let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse
38. 我不读整个故事啊。
I will not read the entire story.
在38节这里玛利亚说我是主的使女情愿照你的话成就在我身上天使就离开她去了。
Verse 38, then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
然后我们看马太福音第一章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
第19节。
Verse 19.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
24节。
24.
约瑟醒了，起来就遵着主的使者的吩咐，把妻子。
Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife.
这里讲到的是主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚的故事。
Here, this is the story of Jesus' earthly mother, Mary.
和约瑟的故事。
And also the story of Joseph.
他们两个说明什么呢?
What do these two explain?
他们两个说明了对神的顺服。
Here, this explains the submission to God.
我们知道玛利亚的顺服是不容易的。
We know that the submission of Mary is quite difficult.
一个没有结过婚的一个女孩子要生孩子，这个太反常了。
For someone who has not been married to have a child, this is very abnormal.
但是这是神的命令。
But this is a command of God.
所以当玛利亚明白的时候，
Therefore, when Mary understood,
她就说我是主的使女，情愿顺服主的话。
And she said, Behold, I'm the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
玛利亚的这个经历，
The experience of Mary,
说明就是有很多时候可能在不合理的情况底下你人就要顺服。
Explains that even when we're in conditions that seems to be unreasonable, we still need to submit.
对我们人来讲你合理的那么我顺服对吧
?For us, if it is reasonable, of course we would submit.
你不合理我怎么顺服呢
?But if it is unreasonable, how should we submit?
我们中国人最喜欢讲的岂有此理啊
The Chinese like to say that is unreasonable.
但是呢玛利亚告诉我们是只要是神的这个吩咐即使不合理的也要顺服。
The Mary tells us that as long as it is a command of God, even if it is unreasonable, we still need to submit.
弟兄姊妹看起来容易其实是不容易对吧
Brothers and sisters, this seems simple, but it's actually very difficult.
你看神的儿子到地上来。
We see God's son came to this world.
他顺服父神。
He is obedient to the Father.
这整个世界都是不合理的。
This entire world is unreasonable.
但是他的顺服带来大的祝福。
But his obedience brought great blessing.
所以呢弟兄姊妹在我们的生活中也是这样。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in our daily living, it is
当不合理的事情来到的时候
when something unreasonable happens,
我们能像玛利亚一样说主啊我情愿照你所说的
can we be like Mary and say, let it be to me according to your word?
所以这个神一定要把它记下来的
So this God has to record it.
啊，那么我们看约瑟呢
How about Joseph?
约瑟身上所表现的也是个顺服。
On Joseph, we also see submission.
约瑟还是一个义人。
And here it says that Joseph is just.
还没结婚，这个妻子就怀孕要生孩子了。
They haven't gotten married, and his wife-to-be is already with child.
这个不合理的事情，约瑟也不能接受，对不对？
This is also unreasonable, and Joseph cannot accept it.
但是他有个善心，他想暗暗的把他休了，不要叫他为难。
But he had this heart that he would secretly get rid of Mary to not make an example of her.
结果在梦中啊，哇，这个天使来讲话了。
But in his dream, the angel came to speak to him.
于是醒过来，明白神的心意。
And Joseph awoke and comprehended God's heart.
他就把玛利亚娶回来。
Then he took Mary as his wife.
那么你如果读约瑟一生的故事。
If we read the story of Joseph.
约瑟没有讲过任何一句话。
Joseph has not said a single thing.
他最大的表现就是顺服。
The biggest characteristic is that he submitted and was obedient.
后来希律要杀害这些小孩子。
Later on, when Herod was going to kill these children,
便是指示约瑟带着玛利亚跟孩子逃到埃及去。
Joseph with Mary and the child went to flee to Egypt.
他一句话都没有说。
He didn't say a single thing.
所以呢，我们称约瑟为无言的顺服者。
That's why we call Joseph the one who is obedient without a word.
你知道有时候主叫我们去做一件我们不愿意做的事啊。
You know, sometimes when the Lord asks us to do something we don't want to do.
有时候我们至少会发点怨言，对不对啊？
Sometimes we'll at least murmur a little bit.
哎，主啊，我不愿意去，但是你要我去，那我只好去。
We say something like, Lord, I do not want to go, but because you say so, we will go.
于是是一句的这个怨言都没有。
But Joseph did not have any single word of murmur.
哇，这个顺服是非常美丽的。
This submission is really beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
在我们生活中对神的顺服，那是最叫神得荣耀的。
In our living, when we are submitting to God, that brings more glory to God.
如果碰见一事，你真的能这样顺服，
If we truly can submit,
神就非把你这件事情呢写在他的纪念册上不可。
If we can truly submit on something, then God will record that thing on the Book of Remembrance.
所以这也是四百年黑暗的末期中间一对蒙纪念的夫妻的。
Therefore, this is another couple who were remembered at the end of those 400 years.
我们都知道约瑟跟玛利亚是很普通的人的。
We know that Mary and Joseph are also very common people.
虽然他们是大卫的后裔。
Even though they are the descendants of David.
到他们的年间的时候呢，就一点帝王的荣耀也没有了。
When it comes to their generation, they no longer have the majesty of the king.
我们知道这个约瑟是个木匠，是做木头木工的。
We know that Joseph is a carpenter.
这玛利亚呢，也是在乡下的人。
And Mary came out from the suburbs.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神告诉我们，即使你很平凡。
So brothers and sisters,God tells us that even if we're very ordinary,
但是如果你能顺服主，
but if we can submit to the Lord,
你一样的能够被主纪念，
we also can be remembered by the Lord.
我们再看还有第三班人啊，
there's a third group of people.
我们看一下路加福音，
let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第二章，
Luke chapter 2.
第八节
Verse 8，
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
第十节
Verse 10，
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息。是关乎万民的。
Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.
第十一节，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Verse 11, For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
在这里又出现一批人啊。
Here we see another group of people.
我们圣经也没有讲他们是什么人，没有名字。
Here the Bible doesn't say what their names are.
只知道他们是牧羊的人。
We only know that they're shepherds.
但是这班人是爱神的。
But these are people who love the Lord.
那么天使在宣告这个大喜的信息的时候，
When the angel announced this great joy,
你看见吗？地上只有几个牧羊人。
You see, on earth there's only a few shepherds.
哇，天上天使天军都出现了。
We see angels and legions have appeared in the sky.
天上那么盛大的一个，好像一个庆祝仪式一样。
This seems like a great ceremony in heaven.
只让这几个牧羊人看见，是吗？
But it was only seen by these few shepherds.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们知道那个时候呢是这个不是十二月啊。
We know that this is not in December.
所以今天呢这个基督教里面呢和天主教里面过这个圣诞节那个日子是不对，根本不对。
We know that in Christendom when they, and Catholicism, when they celebrate Christmas in December, that's the wrong date.
对啊，所以这些牧羊人呢，他们在旷野里面牧羊。
The shepherds were tending their, keeping watch over their sheep.
那么有的人领会说呢，为什么他们在神面前被神重视呢？
Some people understand why they are being regarded by God.
因为他们这个牧的羊是为着要献祭的。
Because the flock that they are tending is for offering.
所以虽然在深夜他们人就很忠心的在那里看守羊群。
So even though it is at night, they still faithfully kept watch over their flock.
这也是、啊、这四百年黑暗的时期末了中间出现的一般爱神的人。
This is also those who, at the end of those 400 years, they love the Lord.
他们非常的平常。
They're very common.
但他们所做的事情却是神所纪念。
But what they did is something that God remembered.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里面服侍主。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as we serve the Lord in the church today,
有的时候你不要看只有这几只羊了。
Do not think that there's just this few sheep.
你或者服侍儿童班呢，服侍这个青少年呢？
Perhaps you're serving the youth or the children.
你要忠心地服侍主。
You have to faithfully serve the Lord.
你要好好地把这班人呢带到主跟前去。
To bring these people before the Lord.
你要有一颗心愿意把他们服侍的将来能被主用。
To have a desire that you would serve them in such a way that they could be used by the Lord in the future.
你不要有一个感觉说，哎呀，这个礼拜轮到我了，没不得已了，跑来弄点故事啊，给小孩子讲讲，就应付就了事。
Do not think, oh, this week it is my turn, and I will have to come up with some stories and share with the kids.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉主不管人多人少的。
Brothers and sisters, serving the Lord, you do not care about how
many. 你总要忠心在主的跟前。
You are serving, you have to be faithful before the Lord.
我给你们讲一个我自己的经历啊。
I'll share with you my own experience.
我们有一次西雅图有一个基督教的团体请我去他们的夏令会。
In the past, there is a Christian organization in Seattle that asked me to share with them in the summer conference.
也是讲四堂。
Also for four sessions.
啊，所以我带着负担我就去了，到个营地。
And with burden, I went to a campsite.
结果我一到那里看呢，有几个人呢
？But when I got there, I noticed there's only a few people.
就五个人。
There's only five people.
一个牧师。
The pastor.
不晓得牧师娘在不在，忘记了啊。
I don't remember if his wife was there.
还有两个执事。
And there are two workers, co-workers.
还有一个姊妹。
And there's a sister.
我一看，五个人开夏令会。
I thought five people and you have a summer conference.
我这个一下子我的感觉就很不好了。
And I have this bad feeling inside.
我们开了一个多钟头到你这个营地，那么只来了五个人啊。
I drove for over an hour to this campsite and you only have five people.
哎，那个牧师看到我有点不好意思。
The pastor saw me and was a little bit sheepish.
但他也不在意。
But he didn't care.
还好附近呢有一个弟兄，那么他知道我们有这个会，他又带了四个人来，所以那一次夏令会九个人。
Thank the Lord, and there's a brother who's nearby and noticed this meeting, so brought four people to camp, so now there's nine people for that summer conference.
哎呀，我心里面想着九个人开什么特别聚会的呢。
And I was still thinking in my heart, nine people, how could you have a special meeting?
我心里面就想，哎，我们坐下来交通好了，就算了吧。
I thought perhaps we would just sit around in a circle and have some sharing.
但是呢，主给我里面一个感觉。
But the Lord gave me this sense inside.
聚会不在乎人多人少。
A meeting is not concerned about how many or how few there are.
你要尽忠心。
You have to be faithful.
所以我们九个人就开了一个夏令会。
So nine people, we had a summer conference.
不像你们现在人多啊，那个九个人，我在台上照样讲，站在台上讲。
Not like you have many people here. Back then, 9 people, I still stood on the pulpit and spoke.
我把我所准备的信息照常讲，每次都讲足了。
According to what I prepared, I would speak, to the full extent of the time.
散了会，那个牧师一直跟我道歉。
After the conference, the pastor apologized to me.
我说不用道歉，感谢主。
I said, do not apologize. We thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
有很多的环境都是主给我们的考验。
A lot of circumstances are tests that the Lord gives us.
你要有个感觉你是坐在神跟前不是坐在人跟前。
You have to have the sense that you're doing this before the Lord, not before men.
我常常有的时候跟我们许多的弟兄们提醒啊。
I often remind the brothers.
你站在讲台上讲道的时候
When you're standing on the pulpit to speak
你不是光面对弟兄姊妹
You're not just facing brothers and sisters
你要有一个感觉你是在神的面前讲道
You have to have this sense that you're speaking before the presence of God
所以弟兄姊妹要忠心
Therefore brothers and sisters must be faithful
这里只不过是几个牧羊人我们不知道有几个啊
There's only a few shepherds. We don't know exactly how many.
哇，天上这么大的阵仗，天使天军都出现了。
But then in heaven, the angels and the legions all came out.
那么大的荣光在天上。
Such glory in heaven.
你看吧，我们的神也没说，那么只有几个牧羊人，找个小天使去跟他讲讲就好了，是吧？
We would think, because there's only a few shepherds, we would just ask one of the little angels to go and speak to them. That would be enough.
在神的心目中间，他们是宝贝。
But in the heart of God, they are precious.
所以圣经就把他们的简短的故事就记载下来。
Therefore, the Bible recorded this short story of them.
弟兄姊妹，有一天我们到天上。我们就知道那几个牧羊人是谁了。
Brothers and sisters, one day when we get to heaven, we will know who those shepherds are.
所以这里也告诉我们，今天在地上没有人知道你，不要紧的。
Here also speaks of if today no one on this earth knows about you, that is all right.
你只要尽你的忠心，好好的在主面前侍奉主。
As long as you are faithful and serve the Lord,
你就得到主的纪念。
Then you'll be remembered by the Lord.
那我们再看还有一个人物啊。
We'll look at one more character.
在路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
这里第二章二十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 25.
到二十七节。
To verse 27.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面。这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有神圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前，必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law,
在这里说有一个人叫西面。
Here it says that there was a man named Simeon.
他到底是什么人我们也不晓得对不对
Who is he? We don't really know.
只晓得他的名字叫西面。
We just know that his name is Simeon.
但是这个人在神的跟前呢又公义又敬虔。
So this man is both just and devout before the Lord.
并且他满心渴望弥赛亚的来到。
And he is waiting for the Messiah to come.
他的身上经历上有很特殊的情况。
And he has a very different experience.
这是后来保罗所说的，是一个随灵而行的人。
This is what Paul says to follow the Spirit.
哎，那个时候圣灵还没降临呢。
At that time, the Holy Spirit has not yet been given.
但是呢，他身上却有这个灵的经历，标准的经历。
Yet he still had that experience of the Holy Spirit.
第一个这里讲的有圣灵的启示。
First, that there is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
然后有圣灵的感动。
And there is the moving of the Holy Spirit.
对不起，先讲是圣灵在他身上。
First, rather, is that Holy Spirit was upon him.
然后圣灵有启示。
Then the Holy Spirit revealed something.
然后圣灵感动。
Then he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
你看，这个整个人都是活在圣灵的带领当中的。
We see that this person is entirely living according to the Holy Spirit's leading.
这也说明了今天我们在地上跟随主一个最重要的生活。
This speaks of the most important aspect of our lives when we follow the Lord.
你要在圣灵的带领中等候主回来。
We need to wait for the Lord's return by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
哎，这个西面呢，居然把这个生活把它显明出来了。
And Simeon was able to live out this life.
所以呢，他得到一个很大的福气啊，才能活得见主。
Therefore, he received a great blessing that he could see the Lord before his death.
所以这也是在那个黑暗时期中间一个敬虔爱主的人。
This is someone who is just and devout in that end of those 400 years.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个非常重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, there's a great reminder here.
我前面跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我们怎么样算是能够把我们的时间用得对，用得合适呢？
I have already mentioned before, how do we use our time correctly and well?
我们前面说，你只要抓住主给你的机会，你就是抓住时间了，对吧？
We already mentioned that if you can grab hold of that opportunity that the Lord has given you, then you have laid hold of time.
当然，这是非常重要的一件事情。
That is a very important matter.
但是西面更告诉我们一种生活。
But Simeon tells us even another way of life.
就是你可以一分一秒的都不浪费。
That you could not even waste a minute or a second.
你说怎么可能呢？
You say, how is that possible?
我每天不知道浪费多少时间呢？
Every day I wasted so much time.
怎么可能达到一分一秒都不浪费呢？
How could I reach the state where I'm not wasting even a minute or a second?
弟兄姊妹，我把这个秘诀告诉你。
Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you the secret.
你只要活在膏油的里面，
If you only but live in that under the anointing,
你只要活在膏油的里面，
as long as you live in that anointing,
容让圣灵把这个膏油满溢在这个器皿的里面，
and letting the Holy Spirit pour that anointing full of this vessel,
那么你的生活一分一秒都不是浪费，
then your living day, minute and second will not be wasted.
哦，这是神给我们极大的一个福气。
This is a great blessing that God has given us.
因为在我们的感觉中呢，我们一直做事，一直 keep busy， 一直忙，那个才叫做怎么样？会运用时间，对不对？
Because in our sense, we need to keep busy and do a lot of things. That is what it means to not waste time.
但是你还会发现漏掉很多。
But we'll still disregard some time.
但是你只要活在膏油的里面。
But if you live and the anointing
就够了，
then that'll be enough.
你做任何的事情都可以，
you can do anything.
你吃饭睡觉都不浪费时间，
even when you eat and you sleep, that is not wasting time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，约翰在晚年的时候呢，给我们一个非常好的一个指引。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, John at his old age gave us a good principle.
他告诉我们，这膏油是真的，不是假的。
He told us that this anointing is real, not.
所以你要活在膏油的里面。
You have to live in that anointing.
弟兄姊妹们，你从圣灵领受膏油不是很难的事情。
Brothers and sisters, receiving the anointing from the Holy Spirit is not a difficult matter.
你有一个心愿，你愿意把自己降服在主的跟前。
If you have a desire that you're willing to surrender yourself before the Lord.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，圣灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
Because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is given to those who are obedient.
你说主啊，我愿意顺服你。
You say to the Lord, I'm willing to be obedient to you.
我愿意把自己交托给你。
I'm willing to give myself wholly to you.
神就用圣灵把膏油在你身上给你充满。
And God will use the Holy Spirit to fill you with the anointing.
啊，你过着一个满有膏油的生活，那么你是一个最会运用时间的人。
When you live a life full of that anointing, then you are the one who is the most taking.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
所以我曾经听见一个姊妹这样告诉我们。
I remember a sister who told us this.
她可以24小时住在主的同在里。
She can abide in the Lord for 24 hours.
我当初听着我觉得她很夸张了，我说不可能吧。
When I first heard it, I thought that is unreasonable and hyperbole.
后来我明白了。
Then I understood.
你只要容让膏油满意你的全人，的确24小时的时间都不浪费。
Then I understood that as long as you let the anointing to fill you, then all 24 hours can be, would not be wasted.
并且我们看见西面因为这样的根据圣灵，所以他抓住了这个机会。
And we also see that Simeon, because he followed the Holy Spirit this way, he seized that opportunity.
他到了圣殿里，果然真的是看见那个 baby Jesus 啊，看见主耶稣了。
He came into the temple and indeed he saw that baby Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神用这些例子在鼓励我们。
God used these examples to encourage us.
在这个黑暗的时代中
，in these dark age，
我们怎样能不浪费时间？
How could we not waste time?
让我们生命中充满了意义。
That our lives would be filled with meaning.
我再说，这些都是普通人。
Let me say this again. These are all ordinary people.
他们可以做到，你也可以做到。
If they can do this, you can also do this.
希望你能重视主的话。
May you take heed to the Lord's word.
对不起，时间到了啊。这个，你们容许我再用几分钟能够把他统统讲完他。
Will you allow me to take a few more minutes and continue sharing?
我昨天看错时间了，我以为是十点半我这里就结束了，所以我快快的结束，所以呢后面空了一点时间。
Yesterday I misunderstood the time and so quickly finished, and so I didn't finish what I was prepared.
今天我就把它补回来了。
And I'll make it up today.
我们再看路加福音第二章。
Let's continue to look at Luke chapter 2.
36到38节。
36 to 38.
又有女先知名叫雅拿，是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候从丈夫住了七年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，进食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，他近前称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity.And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord, and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
那么这里呢，有一个女先知叫雅拿，
here there's a prophetess named Anna.
她现在已经84岁了。
She's 84 years old.
那么圣经记载说呢，她是不离开圣殿。
The Bible records that she does not leave the temple.
定时祈求昼夜侍奉神。
And with fastings and prayers, night and day to serve God.
今天我们领会就是她一个正常的聚会生活。
What we understand today is that she has a normal, meeting life.
她不管这个聚会情况怎样。
No matter what the condition of the meeting.
她不离开。
She does not leave.
84年也是个长时间的考验，对吧？
84 years is a long time of testing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们聚会的生活也需要经过考验。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, our gathering and meeting life also need to be tested.
所以你不要以为说呢，哎呀，我们今天来聚会好像没得到什么，好像有许多时候觉得好像很无聊一样啊。
So do not think sometimes when we gather to meet, it is very boring.
哦，亚对亚拿来讲，聚会非常的重要。
For Anna, this is very meetings are very important.
绝不离开圣殿，不离开聚会生活。
She would not depart from the temple. She would not stop gathering.
哦，这个非常重要。
This is very important.
我希望很多青年弟兄姊妹们，你从现在养成这个习惯，你要把聚会。摆在生活中非常重要的地位。
I want young brothers and sisters to have this habit of putting meeting in a very important place in their lives.
我从前呢，在这里有一个姊妹。
In the past, there's a sister.
她孩子还很小的，她非常喜欢聚会。
When her children are young, she really likes meeting.
有一次她跑来跟我讲，她说孙弟兄啊，我这个孩子抱去聚会，有的时候呢。他会哭啊，会干扰聚会。
She told me, brother son, I want to come to meeting, but my child would sometimes cry and disturb the meeting.
好不好？我就抱着孩子在家里面，我就不要来聚会。
How about I would keep my child home and I would not come to the meeting?
我说姊妹不。
I said sister no.
你要知道什么叫聚会？聚会就是相聚。
What is?Gathering, it means to meet to, what is a meeting? It is to meet together.
所以弟兄姊妹记得聚会就是相聚。
Brothers and sisters, remember, meeting means to meet.
聚会呢，其实最重要的一起在主面前聚在一起，一同敬拜神，这个是最重要的。
The most important thing of a meeting is to meet together before the Lord to worship God.
啊，听什么道，这个做什么活动。其实这个不是最重要的。
And listening to messages or having certain activities is not the most important.
最重要的你要跟弟兄姊妹聚，然后一同敬拜神，这个才是最重要的。
The most important is to meet with other brothers and sisters and worship God together.
所以我们的姊妹听了我的话，得鼓励，她每次都抱着孩子来。
So our sister heard my encouragement and now every time she will bring her child.
这个亚拿
This Anna.
她不仅不离开聚会，她祷告，她有迫切的祷告，然后她有侍奉。
Not only does she not depart from the meeting, she also prayed and continued to serve.
所以她到圣殿也看见了主耶稣。
So when she came to the temple, she also saw the Lord Jesus.
所以神就把她的事记在纪念册上。
Therefore, God recorded her doings.In the book of remembrance.
啊，最后一班人，我想我就不读圣经了，在马太福音第二章。
Then there's this last group of people from Matthew chapter 2. I will not read the scripture.
这有几个外邦人，几个东方来的博士啊。
There's some wise men from the east.
那这里告诉我们几个博士，圣经没有讲几个，但是呢，在传统基督教的传统里面说是三个。圣经没有讲三个，这几个博士。
Here are some wise men. The Bible did not record how many they are. From Christian tradition, people think there's three.
他们在外邦看见主的心。
In the land of the Gentiles, they saw the star.
结果呢，他们就带着礼物啊，走了很远的路来了。
Then they brought presents and and walked very many miles to get here.
到了马槽那里看见了主耶稣了。
They got to the manger and saw the Lord Jesus.
哦，他们就把这些礼物就献给主了。
And then they gave these presents to.
这就是外邦有智慧的人呢。
These are people, Gentiles who are wise.
哎，他们怎么能相信啊？这么在一个马槽里面，一对好像看起乡下人的样子，有一个孩子放在那个马槽里面，这就是主呢。
How could they believe that this someone in a manger in the countryside would be the Lord?
因为神用他的心引导他们。
Because God used the star to guide them.
这圣经呢，把他们的故事也记载下来。
And the Bible also recorded their story.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们从这一般人身上可以看见
We can see from these people
你在地上的日子你不一定要做大事
In the time that you have on this earth you don't necessarily need to do great
things 当然主能用你做大事也是很好的
Of course, if God can use you to do great things, that is good
你只要你的生活每件事情跟基督发生关系
But as long as your daily living, every matter is united with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
在这里你看见这一般人
Here we see that these people
他们不仅被写在神的纪念册上
Not only are they recorded on the book of remembrance of God.
在三章十七节那里说马拉基
In Malachi 3:17, it says,
他说万军之耶和华说在我所定的日子他们必属我特特归我我必连续他们如同人连续服侍自己的儿子
On the day that I make them my jewels and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him
这一般人他们成了神心中特别的宝贝
And they shall be mine. These people are God's jewels.
神要怜惜他们
And God will spare them.
像怜惜自己的儿子一样
Like a man spares his own son.
他们享受极大的福分
They will receive great blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
在我们这个短暂的一生
In our short lives,
而特别在这个末后短暂的时间里面
especially in the last days,
如果我们能循着这些的原则活在主的跟前
if we can live before the Lord according to these principles,
我们的一生能够得到神的纪念
then our lives can be remembered by God.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
那将是多么荣耀多么欢乐的一件事情
This would be so much such glorious and joyful matter
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
要知道我们的年日不多机会不多
You need to know that our days are numbered and we have limited opportunities
我们真的要知道如何爱惜我们在地上的年日
We need to know how to treasure the days that we still have on this earth
我想在主来之前
Before the Lord returns
我们在天国的大门口开夏令会
We have a summer conference before the gates of the kingdom of heaven
希望真理的圣灵把这些话能够实实际际的带到弟兄姊妹的生活里面
May the spirit of truthBring these words into our lives as reality.
没有一个人失去这个祝福的。
That not a single person would miss out on this blessing.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Let us bow for another word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our heart.
这是你的恩典给我们安排了这一次的夏令会。
It is by your grace that you have arranged the summer conference for us.
我们也谢谢你把我们聚在你自己话语的跟前。
And we thank you also for gathering us before your word.
在这个紧迫的时候。
at this eminent time.
你把你的恩言赐给我们。
You have given us your words of grace.
教导我们如何在你面前生活。
Teaching us how to live before you.
如何珍惜我们这不多的年日。
How to treasure the limited days that we still have.
主啊，你保守我们。
Lord, keep us.
不落在仇敌的迷惑和网罗的里面。
To not fall into the snares and the deceptions of the enemy.
主啊，你让我们效法那些爱神的人。
Lord, help us to imitate those who love the Lord.
我们知道如何活在你的跟前。
Now we know how to live before your presence.
如何做正确的选择。
How to make the right choices.
把我们余下的日子过得丰丰足足的。
That our coming days we will live bountifully.
愿我们每个弟兄姊妹都活在丰盛的膏油里面。
May every single brother and sister live in the abundance of that anointing.
好叫你回来的时候。
So that when you return.
我们可以欢欢喜喜的来见你。
That we can see you with joy.
主啊，求你保守你自己的话语。
Lord, may you protect your own word.
愿真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
May truth by the Spirit lead us into reality.
我们谢谢你的连续和恩典。
We thank you for your grace and mercy.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.